1st of February 2019. Dear friends who are listening daily, my meditations. In the coming weeks, maybe till the beginning of Lent, I thought that I will speak mostly about spiritual themes on this way of the meditations. In my daily meditations, you know, that I always try to bring them in if the words of the day are giving this possibility. But it might be helpful to make it a little bit more systematically. The way following Christ, or we can say the way of the Lamb, that we will have a better impression of this way. You are always authorized to give my meditations to other people. They are for Catholics, or for Christians who are interested in this way in general. But also for those who are in the beginning of the way, they can be helpful. Maybe also for those who are searching intensively a way to God, that they get the taste of a spiritual way and will have spiritual hunger. That is what we hope. The choir, Harper Day, who is accompanying me with the holy music daily, and we are very glad if this daily reflections can help the faithful to receive deeper this wonderful gift of the love of God. During this time, till the beginning of Lent, I will have the freedom, if there are very special themes, mostly of the Church, in an actual point of view, then I will make a break and to look to them, because I also want to give a discernment of spirit and help people if this is necessary. Maybe sometimes we are looking to a theme which is very special and we have to do it with a wider aspect. Of course, there will be also points which I already said before. This is not to avoid. But they can help that it will go deeper and we come to a better understanding or to a memory of this, what we know. All what is coming from God is done by His love. God cannot act different because He is a love Himself. And so all what He is doing is coming from this love. If we meet God, we meet the complete love, the pure light, without any shadow. In God cannot exist evil, because evil is always a perversion of the good, and God cannot act against Himself. Through the Christian faith, we learn this love of God deeper, because in His Son, who offered us through His suffering and death the salvation, God showed His incomparable love. Now we are called to say yes to this gift of love and to be changed by this love, that we will be for what God called us and to do our work, our mission on earth. This inner transformation, the spiritual way, we in our community say the way of the Lamb, It's nothing else that the presence of the Holy Spirit in us is growing, who wants to unite us totally with the will of God. This is the aim. As far as it is possible, we should be one with the will of God here on earth. And in eternity it will be the unity in which we will live with God without any limitations. This call of the Lord asks for our cooperation. We can show him our whole love if we listen to him and give him full of confidence our heart. What kind of joy will it be for our Heavenly Father when he receives the answer of his children? He will be eagerly working. He will be very attentive with his love that we will be prepared for eternity. Our soul should be full of beauty, of his beauty. And he will help us with his patience and wisdom, always merciful with our weakness, and will strengthen us and say, "Go your way, my beloved son, my beloved daughter." We will see him in eternity, how he really is, and adore him with all the angels and saints. This will be a never-ending joy. We cannot imagine on earth, maybe sometimes a little bit. And if we taste this, then we can have a little taste what will be in eternity, what is waiting for us if we completed our way on earth.
We will hear a song from Saint Hildegard von Bingen to Godfather.
Ante omnem creaturam et in spice necessitatem ang quae super nos cari et abstrae a manomis propter fiat